can't let that music roll any longer than I do, because if I do, well, the bad boys get mad at me because, well, Eddie Harris and Les McCann like to come out and make reference to GD Nation. Well, in some respects, it is, my friends. Welcome and good evening to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. And I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You are listening to us live this 28th day of, what month is this? April. Yeah. April showers bring May flowers. Those poor suckers down in Alabama, I'm telling you, their flowers got washed out to sea. What are we signing on this page? Nothing. I'm signing a bunch of papers. Listen, this is a leap of faith with my agent. You know what I'm saying? You sign so many of these papers over the years, you just do it, you don't care. And, hey, you listen to us on Republic Broadcasting Network. And guess what? Thanks to my good friend John, sometimes known as JP, we'll have a few comments here and there, but I'm getting up and running like hell away from the most economic commentary today. I gotta be honest, I'm sick and tired of it. It's what we do day in, day out. I mean, this program is brought to you, in fact, by Republic Trading Group. It can be found on the internet at republictradinggroupinternational.com. Did I update with headlines last night? Those of you who go and visit know that I did not. Come on. I was up working with clients till midnight last night. What do you want out of me? I'm a turnip. You can't get blood out of me. We got one more to go here. This is it? Okay, good. Yeah, I'm going to get you some market updates and stuff here in a minute. We're going to move down a totally different direction today because I have need. I need a fix. I need to move up the road, down the road, back alleys, Little Red Riding Hood, and going off to see Grandma and all that good happy nonsense. Grab the wife, enjoy yourself with her, let her sign away, and I'll see you before you get out of here. Anyway, interesting stuff going on, some headlines, deals lift the Deutsche Bank. That's a real interesting one because Deutsche Bank controls so many mortgages in this country. It's simply appalling. Hundreds dead from tornadoes. I guess this is our mini tsunami, as it were, and maybe in some respects it's all been caused by the tsunami. I just don't know. A lot of other stuff going on. Gold, once again, coasted to a new record. Dow is at a three-year high. Closed up 72 at 12,763. NASDAQ up 3 at 2,873. S&P 500 up 5. We'll be back with some other commentary on the other side. Stay with us.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Sarah Vaughn, Sassy Sarah. Boy, she just kicks it, gets it going, doesn't she? Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz for this Thursday evening. I wasn't sure I was going to make it back here today. And, go for the. You know what? Bring them up on the line. We got Robert up in Las Vegas on the line. Let's take your call tonight. Robert, good evening and welcome to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Not much. Just keeping myself busy. How have you been?
I'm in a cross position because my phone died. I talked to John a little bit earlier, and I got to get my phone plugged in.
Uh-oh.
But I just want to tell you, okay, you helped me out a few years ago.
I remember that.
You do?
Yes, I do.
It was the best service on the frickin' planet.
Thanks a lot, man.
We had a problem with delivery because I had to go somewhere. And you took care of it.
Well, that's what we try to do. That's just the nature of the way I try to conduct business, man. So I appreciate the on-air kudos. You still living up there?
Yeah, yes, I am. I want to get out. There's too many people here.
Well, you know what? Where I live, I like to get out, too. We're all the same boat. And, you know, real estate-wise, living in Phoenix, you guys are experiencing the same problems up there, and I don't see any resolve for it for a long, long time to come. The reason I asked, if you've got emails, shoot me an email out later. I'm expecting to be up your way possibly next week, and I'll give you a call. We're in town.
I'll do that.
Hey, great.
I can do it at the Hard Rock.
Okay, good.
I'm not rich or nothing. I work out of
care about that. That's never been a problem. You know that. You know me well enough to know that money's not the driving force with me.
I could go out and sell my silver any day, but I'm not touching it.
Oh, you could go down the street and see your buddies at Pawn Stars. They'll do your real number.
Yeah, I tried buying some stuff from them like about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You might as well forget it. They wanted to call the police on me.
You know, it's
because
typical.
All I wanted to ask them questions about, you know, price and security and stuff.
Right.
That's because they were getting robbed.
Well, it is a problem with pawn shops. You know, it's interesting. I will talk to people quite often who, well, gee, how do you barter and trade? Where can you liquidate this stuff if you need to? Honest to God, people would be far better off walking into a coin shop, a coin store, if they absolutely had to liquidate a sovereign or an eagle or an old Morgan or peace dollar or a one-ounce silver eagle. You go into a pawn shop, you can figure that they're going to probably offer you 30% or 70% of melt value if you're that lucky. And you can walk into a coin shop, and the worst you'd get on a silver eagle is going to be spot. They'll probably pay you more than that for it. Why would anybody want to go to a pawn shop unless they were planning on just borrowing money against it and living where you live? You know what that means. Guy's going to borrow money against his guitar or a gold coin with the hope that he can drop it in the slots and make his money and come back an hour later and pick up his goods, but it never happens.
I was calling them places up before I dealt with you, and gold was like, I was going to buy some gold coins, like $575. They want to charge me $700.
Jesus.
For a gold coin.
Well, and the problem is that's the same kind of mentality that a lot of these people have that are advertising on Fox News or broadcasting on other networks. It's, this 40, 50% markup nonsense.
Right, well, I got in good.
Glad you did. Listen, I want to let you go, man. I'm going to try to stay away from economics tonight. Shoot me down an email, and I'll let you know if I'm coming up next week.
Okay, I'll shoot you an email. I'm going to turn on your show.
Good deal. Talk to you in a while, Robert. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
It's always good to hear from people I haven't heard from for a while. I think last time I talked to Robert, he was needing some advice on behalf of his sister. And I think he and I did business originally 6-7 years ago. So it's good to hear from old clients as well as new clients. Anyway, let us move forward because as many of you know, I received an email while I was on the air last night from a really good supporter of this network, a good friend of this program's, a guy whose opinions I respect. And most of you know why I was brought back to RBN. It was to take over the management of Republic Trading Group and begin to move us in some new directions, bring some new products, some new resources for product, etc. But I will admit to you that over the last probably 2 or 3 weeks, I have spent far more time on economic issues than I frankly care to. Now, there's been a lot going on economically. There's no doubt about it. We've watched the markets just do these insanely wild things to the point we're getting new records day after day after day. And I sent this listener an email just a while ago saying, hey, man, thanks for giving me the wake-up call, because there's sometimes you just don't realize that you're becoming excessively redundant. I have always preferred a variety in programming and in discussion of historical venues and a wide range of other things. And yet I've been so wrapped up with both business-related things with clients and handling a lot of IRAs at this time of the year, which we have to do, both the opening and in some cases closing of them, meeting clients' needs or ordering product and having to do some very hard shopping to find what they want at a fair price. And I got to be honest, it's gotten to the point that I literally was up against the wall when it came showtime, and it just became easier to open up 3 or 4 pages on my website and just start doing what I was hired to do, which was economic commentary and discussion. And so, John, I thank you once again, as I told you in the email, thanks for the wake-up call, because I guess I didn't realize it had been going on that long. It's just... it's crazy. So I don't really want to spend a lot of time today with it. I mentioned a couple of things with the Dow up 72 today at 12,763, highest rate in 3 years. NASDAQ up 3 at 28,73. S&P 500 at 1,360. They're up 5. That's at their 2,000 levels. Global Dow currently flat at 22.45. Oil is off a whopping 5 cents a barrel, so it's still at 112.81. Gold had another sparkling day, in some respects a spectacular day, up $5 right now in the after hours at $1,537 and actually 70 cents an ounce. It's up $6.70 in the aftermarket. Silver, a little bit of up and down action, but since closing it's up $1.02, so it's currently at $48.54. And, platinum is actually off $1. And these are things that I got to be honest. You can go to the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. You can see those market reports there. Enough is enough is enough, okay? There's a lot of other things going on in the world. This interesting headline here. Walmart, who several years ago removed guns from their stores. Remember that? When Walmart got into this big thing, they would no longer sell guns and they stopped selling ammo in the whole nine yards? It was announced today that Walmart is going to resume sales of rifles and shotguns as part of the retailer's strategy to be the one-stop shopping destination as consumers consolidate their trips. So Walmart is going to once again begin to offer firearms in some of their stores in America. I'm sure they'll be selective, you know, in states where you got to go through massive licensing to buy. Of course, you got to do it anyway. Let me see what else. Mortgage rates fell today, which I was not unhappy about. As this program opened some 17 minutes ago, I was in the process of signing a contract for a home we are purchasing for our daughter. And I'm sick and tired of watching her money go to waste in rent. She's basically, in this instance, going to pay the rent to us and probably pay her about $400 plus a month off her monthly living expenses. She's been searching for 2 days to find her current lease agreement with the apartment complex she's living in. She called me 45 minutes ago laughing her rear end off, because the leasing company never signed the lease. We're out, baby. They're getting 30 days notice, and they can kiss their assets goodbye. Let them come back and try to play some games. Just got a note from Granny. Sipsy Street is still up and wondering. Mike Vanderbilt lives in Alabama, certainly very affected by the power outages and everything. So glad to hear that Vanderbilt's still up and cooking. We need guys like Mike, the original three percenter, as it were. You know, last week I was watching an interview with Paul Babu, the sheriff of Pinal County here in Arizona. And this in response to the fact that Obama was going to be holding these meetings and discussions about America's immigration policy. In other words, whether they're going to allow the illegals to get amnesty, et cetera, et cetera. And Babu said, you know what, the people that should be involved, the governors and the police chiefs and the sheriffs of border states, the states that are most greatly affected by this invasion, not a single one of them has been invited. No one from Arizona has been invited to participate. Instead of McCain being in on these meetings with Obama so that Obama can tell him, John, I won. McCain gets sent off to Europe somewhere so he can pontificate over, you know, getting together with the rebels in Libya. Paul Babu's not invited. Governor Brewer's not invited. The governor of New Mexico's not invited. But who is Obama sitting down talking with? We'll tell you when we come back from the break.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Today, Barry Manilow and Sarah Vaughan. Yeah, Barry Manilow. So we're talking about Obama. Obama winds up having all these meetings. He's got a meeting set for today. He sent a press release out this morning promoting Obama's meeting, not with governors of border states like Jerry Brown in California. Of course, Jerry Brown loves the illegals. Jan Brewer in Arizona. I don't know who the new governor in New Mexico is, but a woman with a Hispanic last name, if I'm not mistaken, that happens to support getting the border shut down. We're not going to waste our time inviting Joe Arpaio from Arizona or Paul Babu or any of the other people that are responsible for these volatile areas. I mean, forget Rick Perry. He's, you know, Rick Perry never met an illegal he didn't like so long as they cast an illegal vote for him. And so Obama sends this email out to, quote, influential Hispanics from across the country to discuss the importance of fixing the broken immigration system. The immigration system's not broken. It's the damn border that's broken. Number two, I noticed that on the invitation list, there was no email or letter press release sent out to Al Garza. Certainly not to Barbara Coe. And if you people have ever been a part of the illegal invasion movement and understand who the movers and shakers are, here's Al Garza, who I think is a fourth or fifth generation American of Mexican descent, who is absolutely aghast at how this nation has been allowed to be run amok with gutter trash from south of the border. Now, look, I've said this before, ladies and gentlemen. We have many other illegals in this country from around the world. They come from Eastern Europe and from former Soviet bloc countries, and they're here from China and Vietnam and probably Canada, and it goes on and on and on. But the fact of the matter is that the largest percentage of violators and invaders of this nation are people from south of the American border. So here's the names of some of the people who have been addressed to participate. These are some of the influential Hispanics who have been invited to participate. Actresses Eva Longoria. Eva Longoria, who ostensibly was born in this country of Hispanic background, who certainly is never going to have to worry about a dime for the rest of her life. America Ferrera, what's that TV show that used to be on? Ugly Betty. and Rosario Dawson. Now, if I were Obama, yeah, I'd like to have a private meeting with Rosario Dawson. How about musician Emilio Estefan, better known as the husband of Gloria Estefan? Also, model and television personality Lily Estefan. Univision hosts Maria Elena Salinas and Don Francisco. Telemundo anchors Vanessa Huac and Jose Diaz-Balart. Television host Barbara Bermudo and the radio host Eddie Poyen Sotero. All right, so let's see. I get it. Now, Obama is planning on having meetings with a bunch of entertainment people of Mexican or Spanish or Hispanic descent, if you were. You know what it is to be Hispanic? It's got nothing to do with whether you're from Mexico or not. To be Hispanic, one must come from the bloodline of the Spanish. Not from the mestizo Indian tribe, which is what so many of our vulgar invaders basically come from. All this really tells us, my friends, is that Uncle Reem Us is in full campaign mode. Having failed to do anything for the invaders when Democrats controlled both chambers of Congress, Obama is now going to put on a masquerade that he intends to do something about immigración. And should he release a proposal, he'll use any opposition from House Republicans to fire up the Hispanics for his reelection bid. And he's going to use entertainers to do it. Pretty sickening, if one asks me. Pretty darn sickening. But that's called the campaign mode, ladies and gentlemen. I remember years ago, Tom Jones, you know the guy who sang the song It's Not Unusual? Tom Jones did a song called Promise Her Anything. We'll convert it to Promise Them Anything, because that, in effect, is exactly what they're doing. Hey, there's my daughter and my granddaughter. Hello, Bebo. There's my Babo, my Bebo. My Bebo is the one who basically grew up in my lap in my stoop. Stay with us. We'll be back. Got to get that Sammy Davis Jr. in old black magic.
In its spell, that old black magic that you weave so well. I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when you're...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Ramsey Lewis, you remember Ramsey Lewis? I'm in with the in crowd. Oh my goodness, good to be back. I feel so good getting away from this disgusting dollars and cents. What do you think? They're gonna make it? Too big? Huh? Well, you don't worry about who those are. If this will allow you to get away with what you have to do for your costume, go ahead and take them. You can always stuff paper towels up in the toes. It'll help. Okay, gotta go back to work. Goodbye, sweetie. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I love you people to death. I enjoy the audience I have here, but you know what? When my granddaughter walks in the room, all life comes to an end. You understand me? She gets my first and foremost attention. She has since the moment she was born. She will be 11 this June. I'm still her dotto, and she's still my babo. Anyway, talking more about... I guess that song that we led into the break with, Old Black Magic, was probably more apropos. Jim Suisau is a brilliant, brilliant writer with a phenomenal analytical mind. I had no use for Barack Insane Obama since he came on the scene. A flash in the pan, so to speak. Of course, that's what happens if you put too much grease on the fried chicken, but that's another story. And let me share this with you. From 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that a man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Barack Obama's newsflash yesterday, during which he announced a White House release of a long-form birth certificate, heats up the issue to white-hot proportions. It also points out that the heat brought out by Donald Trump pushed the usurper of the Oval Office to desperate measures. It would have taken untold millions of dollars in the backing of the great satanic power of the internationalists to bring this off. The birth certificate would be a genuine fake issued retroactively after the fact through legitimate channels. And the surreptitious collusion would have encompassed far too many for it to remain forever undiscovered. And yet, my God, there has been so many columns and analysis out there showing a particular number of, some of the anomalies in this so-called birth certificate. George, thank you. You know what? I'm glad to move some Louis Prima into the next thing, but I don't control the music definitely from here. They do play the music. I provide the network. But, hey, I can get some of that Louis Prima in there. I frankly think that...
Hippie, you are one sick sucker. My God, that's Barry Sotero the First and Stanley Dunham and little baby Obama. Boy, what a picture that is to me. Ooh. Anyway, Louis Prima's Old Black Magic, along with Keely Smith, was probably the greatest version of that song ever done. Anyway, so you've got to look at this whole fiasco with this cereal box issued version of a birth certificate. I mean, think of the subservience and of the media, the power of the corrupt administration, which enabled Obama to personally break into a Donald Trump on-air news broadcast, in which the Donald was absolutely shredding the Obama administration to have allowed this fake president to make an announcement that the White House had released this long sought-after birth certificate. It is, as they say, something is terribly rotten in Denmark, or should I say the White House. You see, the media people, they're pulling a Martha Vandella here. They're dancing in the streets. They're beside themselves with glee. They're in gala form, one could say, that they are absolutely giddy and like little school children that have been provided the promise of an ice cream treat. Ladies and gentlemen, this one isn't over, not by a long shot, not when you've got people of the caliber out there like my granny and Lynn Studer, who just ain't going to let this sucker go, and a lot of other people. And they shouldn't. But we're not birthers. We're not even after birthers. Unfortunately, I think that's what Obama was after birth, but that's another story. What Obama has done is opened up a can of worms that is going to spill over into an eventual criminal investigation of immense proportion. Someone, somewhere, is being prepared by unseen forces to spill the beans on the truth of this deceitfulness and cause a nationwide uproar. Any investigator or interrogator worth their salt would conclude, upon watching the guileful demeanor of Count Chocula as he made his announcement of a newfound birth certificate. That's it. That was a newfound one, baby. That sure didn't exist a week ago. Oh, come on. He had failed to produce this over a two and a half, three-year period of time. He's gone from denying the obvious truth that he was foreign-born and now merging a lie with a serious, purposeful criminal action. Of course, the real tip-off was his attempt to trivialize the matter, make light of the controversy, when he characterized the assertions as silly. It was a definite indicator that he was now in an even deeper cover-up mode that moved from a mere denial to a criminal conspiracy. In his own part-time mind, the fact that he is not American-born and not the offspring of an American citizen, we're talking his father here, based on constitutional dictum, and therefore not compliant with the Constitution in regard to the assumption of the office of the presidency, is insignificant. It is immaterial. Uncle Remus thinks that the Constitution and the law in this regard is stupid, and he just flat termed it as silly. I love that word, silly. I'd expect that from Barney Frank. Of course, the Donald and the millions who know Obama as a liar should not make any rash actions in regard to this latest chicanery. I like the word chicken in there when you're talking about Obama. Canned chicken. Canned Kentucky Fried Chicken. I would advise Trump to refrain from any comment other than to say that Obama has been trapped in so many lies that it's impossible to give credence to any of his utterances. He should continue to hammer Obama on his devastating ineptitude in both foreign and domestic matters and continue to point out his continuing destruction of this nation due to his corruption and his utter incompetence. From the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 16 to 20. To me, one of the most powerful verses of the Bible. And look, I make no bones about it. I'm not going to start thumping the Bible here and tell you that I'm something I'm not, and I'm not a reader of the Word every single day, and I'm not down upon my skinny knees every Sunday fiddling with my rosaries, lining a collection plate of some 501c3 church. But there's things I learned as a child that I never put away. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. My son and I have had interesting conversations over the years about the Bible. He has a, you know, we gave our children a solid background in, shall we call it, churchianity or religiosity when they were young. What they do when they grow up and how they choose to handle it, how they envision truth or reality, is something only they can decide. I cannot make that decision for them. Maybe that was my downfalling. I tried to teach my children to think for themselves and make their own decisions. Not that they've always made the wisest decisions. Obongo? No, it's Oboingo. Hey, wait a minute. If a little white baby is born and they stick their feet in ink and put it on the birth certificate, what color ink do they stick a little black baby's feet in? I know that sounds racist. Tommy up in Brooklyn just sent me a picture and I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute. I've never known a person of color, a black person, who the bottom of their feet were black. And yet this alleged birth certificate image I'm looking at, which, by the way, is a heck of a lot more legitimate looking than the one that came out of Hawaii. You know, I think that those Hawaiian birth certificates, as they were probably giving them away for 10 cents a piece when Elvis was over in Hawaii, you know. Elvis from Aloha from Hawaii. But as I mentioned, you pray to God you teach your children the reason of reason, the reason of thought, and this ability. Have they always made the wisest choices? Of course not. Have you? Have I? Of course not. That's why we are the imperfect ones that we are. But he and I have had these discussions. He says, Dad, I'm just not sure. I'm not convinced in my own mind if there's this all-being, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipotent God that everybody talks about. If there were, why would he allow the pain and the suffering and the devastation to take place? And why would he allow the evil ones to come out? And so, well, son, in some respects, I guess it's a test to see how the good ones are going to respond and care for the issue. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say this, if in fact that is the case, and that's the only reason, we as Americans have sadly failed. Because if in fact God has provided the Bill Clintons and the Bushes of this world and the Barack Obamas and the Barney Franks and the Nancy Pelosi's and all the rest of these SOBs, as a test for the rest of America who likes to think that they're lily white and clean and pure, we ain't done very well. I mean, Florida should be allowed to secede from the Union. I don't need people that dumb being allowed to vote. Those of you who live down there that are listening to this program are not included in that diatribe, but you know of exactly what I speak. Sickening. We have failed. And in that failure, in those failures, I must look back to the opening song that we use to open this program every single day, called Compared to What? And it has been requested of me to not play the verses, the song verses, because it makes a reference to something that would be considered blasphemous by many Christians. They're not reading deeply enough into what's being said, but the fact of the matter is that it makes reference to the goddamn nation. And I'm not so convinced that this nation has not been damned for its lackadaisical attitude and how we have treated freedom, how we have treated and or ignored our liberties and allowed those who we have sent into office to lord over us, who have ignored us. There is no need for our elected officials to do the bidding of the will of the people. The will of the people was to send these people into office, and now that they got the job, baby, they ain't about to let go of it. And they don't need to answer to us any longer, because you see, in their own pea-picking little minds, in their GD minds, it is of their belief that they are now there to serve corporate America. They're there to serve the Israeli lobby. They are there to serve corporatocracy. They are there to serve the oil companies. Be damned with we, the little people of these disunited states of America. And so we have a black minister in somewhat of a black fundamental church in Chicago, where Barack Hussein Obama and his family allegedly attended services for 22 years. And Obama says, I never heard him talk that way. He never heard him talk that way. I don't know what you're talking about. Makes Obama just as oblivious as everybody else. It just makes Obama lily white? Not. I don't say these things in a racist sense. For those of you out there listening who are intelligent enough, you understand exactly my meaning. So it's a little tongue-in-cheek once in a while. You don't even have to agree with what I'm saying to you and the thoughts and the personal comments that I'm sharing with you. But when the Reverend Wright, in his videos, called upon God to damn America and said that God had damned America, I am not so sure that I disagree with him. I look back. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Of course, in modern day America, that can have many different connotations. You shall know them by their Barney Franks and his ilk. Do they mean that kind of fruits? No. You know what they're harvesting. And if you're buying into that crop, baby, this nation has been damned. Stay with us for some final comments, won't you?
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Yeah, baby, Ella Fitzgerald. I'm going to spend the night doing some cooking with Ella. Nobody could scat like her. That gal just could get down and cook. Just simply amazing. There was an album that came out years ago with Jimmy Smith, a marvelous jazz organist, called Christmas Cooking. It's one of those unusual albums that has never been released on CD. Apparently, Verve reissued it a couple of years ago, as a download. I don't do downloads. I want the real deal in my hands, you know. And I look at that. Christmas Cooking was the name of the album. And, you know, I listened to Ella playing with the likes of Duke Ellington, and I was very privileged to see Ella back in the early 70s live at the Ravinia Festival outside of Chicago, along with Count Basie, one of the absolute most enjoyable, pleasurable nights of entertainment I have ever experienced. And I have a lot of memories to go with it, with a now dearly departed friend who actually was one of my mother's closest friends, as they were growing up together. And my wife and I, with Mary Alice, just had the most marvelous, marvelous evening. Didn't get the high-end seats. We got, you know, lawn seats, laid out the blankets, the picnic basket, the wine, little Who Had John, whatever, and sat back and listened to Ella cook, man. It was something to behold. Anyway, I know you don't tune in to listen to commentary about music. It is my therapy. I have heard and received many, many emails in these 6 or 7 months that I've been back here at RBN thanking me for introducing them to jazz, the occasional commentaries that we share with you. I'm long overdue with getting a new jazz catalog up to the network. This next week is going to be grueling for me. Yes, we just signed a contract to purchase a house for our daughter and the grandchildren. My tax attorney shows up Monday from New York. We will be completed with all my tax stuff by Wednesday. I'm hitting the road for a couple of days. We might head to Vegas and go on up there and see Robert. I may head to the coast and go walk on the beach barefoot and enjoy the dollies over there. But in speaking before the break, thanks, Granny. I appreciate that. I feel the same way. This show is very therapeutic for me. The reality is that we talk about America being damned. And my good friend up north in Minnesota says, if this country is damned, it is because of the 70 million babies that we have flushed down the abortion drain. Bless the beasts and the children. And we have not been able to do that. Not one bit. As a matter of fact, due to certain lobbies, we seem to bless the beasts more than we bless the children. And so in the words of the Reverend Wright, the goddamn America, for she has damned herself. If you've been offended, if you've been shocked, I'm glad. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow night. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spread.